Fellow workers, fellow soldiers in the cause, this is a strange Christmas Eve. Almost the whole world is locked in deadly struggle. Armed with the most terrible weapons which science can devise, the nations advance upon each other. Ill would it be for us this Christmas tide if we were not sure that no greed for the lands or wealth of any other people, no vulgar ambition, no morbid lust for material gain at the expense of others had led us to the field. Ill would it be for us if that were so. Here in the midst of war, raging and roaring over all the lands and seas, creeping nearer to our hearths and homes, here amid all these tumults, we have tonight the peace of the spirit in each cottage home and in every generous heart. Therefore, we may cast aside, for this night at least, the cares and dangers which beset us, and make for the children an evening of happiness in a world of storm. Here then, for one night only, each home throughout the English-speaking world should be a brightly lighted island of happiness and peace. Let the children have their night of fun and laughter. Let the gifts of Father Christmas delight their play. Let us, grown-ups, share to the full in their unstinted pleasures. Before we turn again to the stern tasks and formidable year that lie before us, resolved that by our sacrifice and daring, these same children shall not be robbed of their inheritance or denied their right to live in a free and decent world. And so, in God's mercy, a happy Christmas to you all. Thank you.
There you go. And a ho, ho, ho from me. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the English Defence League radio show with our Christmas special, Christmas 2023. So let me just start saying this, the show title tonight is the English Defence League radio show, Christmas 2023. And once again, I've got to thank Dave for the great slides and the script for this evening. This is a wonderful script there. Thank you, Dave. So here we go. Welcome to the English Defence League radio show, a radio show Christmas special with your host, Jeff, Father Christmas, Jeff Mitchell. And my dangerous elf is Dave Yuletide Milner. Tonight we celebrate Christmas with some of our colleagues and friends, Tannerbaum, Tania Gruff, Ken Kringle McClendon, his lovely wife, Mrs. Kringle, and bountiful Bonnie Williams. Winnie Williams are here for the festivities. Join us for music, fellowship, and fun as we close our podcast year. The team will return live with brand new programs at our usual time on Sunday, the 14th of January, 2024. Please enjoy some great encore episodes that will air on the 24th and the 31st of this month and on the 7th of January, 2024. We wish all of you, our great listeners, safe, joyful and happy Christmas and a prosperous new year. Be vigilant, be blessed, resist, 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 and always remember, no surrender ever. With that, I really need to pass it over to our very own himself, the dangerous elf, Dave.
And hello everybody.
Hello, mate.
And welcome to the show. Yes, we've got quite a bit going here tonight, and we hope you all enjoy it. And I want to bring in my sidekick here for this evening, all the way from Varna, Bulgaria, Tania Groth. Tania, welcome.
Hello, I'm here.
Excellent, excellent. And Jeff,
good evening, Tania. Glad you're here. God bless you.
Nice to be here. Really nice to be here again.
Yeah, and Jeff, we do have some others on. Some of them are marked in the studio. We have an individual that we haven't heard from in some time. praising his role as Santa Claus, on with us tonight. And we're going to try and bring him in. Yeah, Blog Talk Radio has been having a few little issues here, guys, with people being able to connect to the show. That has been going on since Friday. So we're going to try and bring the Underground Professor in, if we possibly can.
Oh, oh.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, oh.
There he is.
And I'm pointing.
Good evening, sir.
Hey, I can't stay long. I'm having a problem with my Barrett's throat today, but I did want to check in. Ironically, 30 minutes ago, I got two different voicemails from Dave that are over a week old. They just came in. So anyway, I had to make an appearance after that.
Well,
how are y'all doing?
It's so good to hear your voice again, the professor, the ho, ho, ho gentleman, always. I hope you're keeping well, my dear friend. I hope you're well, sir.
VA's taking care of me. I spend 3 or 4 days a week out there, but I'm doing better than I used to. So there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
I'm so pleased about that. I spoke to you for ages. Well, I think this time last year, wasn't it? So it's a seasonable thing. Just keep well, my friend. Just keep well. Because it's always so pleasurable to hear your voice, brother.
For Christmas, Father Christmas is bringing you a spider-shaped coal.
Ooh. That's very nice. Well, Prof, just don't let the VA turn you into a cyborg. You know, that's their next government program. They're ready to do that. So just be careful, all right? And we'll be praying for you.
Thank you. My one fast rule is no drooling. Whatever method you put me on, I don't want to drool.
Oh, okay. I thought you said no drilling. I was going to say, well, that's not going to make you very popular, but anyway.
That's well done.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't think I really want a drill pressed in me either, but, you know, now that you mention it.
Well, I was thinking about more along the lines of going out instead of coming in, but that's just my Christmas spirit. So.
Right. Well, I've been to the VA. My experiences shaped that thought. I don't have to look at the dentist drilling me. I only got 6 teeth left anyway, so 5.5 if you count it.
Well, there you go. Yeah. 6 and counting. All right, Prof. Do you want to hang in with us, or are you gonna take off now and get your sleigh ready?
Yes, I definitely got to do that. The L's unionized on me this year. Things are slowing down.
Oh, I know. I'm a shop steward for them, so yeah.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah, it does. It does.
All right, Grand Professor.
Hey, as usual. God bless you guys.
God bless you, my dear friend.
We love you, man.
Bye,
you take care and have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, son.
You too. Love you guys. I miss y'all, and I'll try and hang in next time I feel good.
God bless you, man. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
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 All right, Jeff, we do have...
Okay, well, let's let you know, before we get too far ahead, that we have got someone in the chat. I've got him. He's been here for quite a while. It's our very own Duck Northwest Media.
Okay.
He wants to say hello. He's saying hello to the crew. He's saying Jeff Mitchell. He's giving us a thumbs up. Dave Milner. Duck BMFW. There's someone on BFW. Yeah, BFW. Hi, it's Bonnie. My phone just now. Good evening, all. That's what she's saying there. And also you want to say hi to Duck Northwest Media. So there you go. And we got our very own Bigfoots join us as well. So we need to give a shout out to all our friends that are sitting in the chat room as well. So there you go, Dave. That's you, brother.
All right. Well, we're going to bring in one more guest that we have. All right. And we're going to try this one. So we had our friend Ken McClinton for a while, and I think we had Bonnie in for a while. So try again, guys, and we'll get you in. We'll get you in. All right, we're gonna say goodbye to the Underground Professor here, and guys, the studio is running just a bit slow tonight, so. I guess that has a lot to do with a lot of people having shows, pre-Christmas shows and Christmas shows and things of that nature. So how about we begin with some of the music so that some of the other guests can get in, possibly? Let's begin with the host's favorite. Yes, indeed. Yeah, Jeff, as the host, you get the favorite to start with. All right, there it is. Wow. Welcome back, everybody, to the English Defense League Radio Show Christmas Special. And, Jeff, that one's yours. I know you've got comments about that one.
I didn't realize until this moment the range of that lady. I don't know what note she must have hit up the top note. I think it must be off the scale. That every time I hear it, since she was down my spine, though. It's just amazing. The voice, the note, the high notes. I don't know about the rest of you guys. It just blows me away every time. With that, Dave, back to you, bruv.
Well, I've got to say, Jeff, it blows me away, too. And with that, Tanya.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, it's a lovely song. Yeah, and you're right, Jeff. She has quite a range. She does. She is a talented singer. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, absolutely. She is a talented singer. I'll give it that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. All right. Well, now, since we don't have our other guests yet, hopefully they'll come in. It, as I say, the studio is running very slow tonight, guys. So we're gonna just keep on here, and we're gonna do one from Tanya. Yeah. now.
Okay. Yeah, Tanya, which one is it?
This is the one from Kankol. Kankol.
Okay, that must be the Bulgarian one then. I'm thinking.
Yes, it is. It is. And,
okay.
Go ahead, Tanya, please.
Yeah, I'm not have much to say about that one because I was just looking for Bulgarian Christmas songs, and as I unfortunately yet don't, speak or read Bulgarian. I can read the Cyrillic letters, but I don't understand what they say. Yeah. So, I was just looking for a lovely. Bulgarian Christmas songs, and they do have some beautiful, beautiful songs. They're really, really fantastic, so I find. Go for it.
Okay. Guys, this is The Birth She Started, and yeah, this one's from Bulgaria, so check it out. You're listening to the English Defense League Radio Show's Christmas Special. Welcome back to the English Defense League Radio Show with your host, Jeff, Father Christmas Mitchell.
Wow. Now, can I interject just a second? I've got a comment by Bigfoot about that tune that Tanya played. Now, he says that's Merry Christmas in Polish, which is as close to Bulgarian as I get. And that's from our own Bigfoot. So thank you, Tanya. Bless you for that.
Oh, Oh, you're welcome. I thought it's it doesn't sound Christmassy in our ears, obviously, because they have different music and different traditions. Everything is pretty much different. But they are very, very Christmas-oriented. They love Christmas here, really. It's a big deal.
Well, I like to think of it, when I heard it, I like to think of it as, of course, Christmas was first celebrated in the East, and this is very, very likely, much like some of the first Christmas songs that were ever done. So with this, we get a flavor of how Christmas was celebrated musically from the beginning. So I really dug it, Tanya. I really did. Now, I do believe that we have Mr. Kringle on the line from Washington, D.C. There he is.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! I'm in Washington, D.C., and I'll just say that.
Well, look, Mr. Kringle, you're in Washington, D.C. You better be careful. You're going to wind up with that sleigh jacked up and stolen, man.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and your dear wife there, brother.
My dear bride is doing well. She's right next to me.
Oh, bless her. Bless her. Hiya.
Hello, Mrs. Kringle.
You're so good this evening.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah. Well, listen, guys, it is great that you got in.
Good little boys and girls.
Well, you know what? I don't know how many of those.
You know what? And Dave, isn't it, bro? It's all about fun.
Yep. It is all about fun. Now, we don't have our guest, Bonnie Williams, here with us yet. But I know she's out there. I can hear her breathing. So, let's see. I just want to go ahead and play the first tune that she gave to me. And we're going to go ahead and play this one, guys.
Thank you.
Guys, Mr. and Mrs. Kringle, this has to do with you as well. Some of the files that have been uploaded since Friday are not working. That is because Blog Talk Radio has been glitching out since Friday, and their system is not getting every file that is sent up to them ready for playing. Okay, but we're going to keep on working here and try to get some stuff in for you guys. Not everybody's song submissions are going to work. But I can't tell you that I really found one of Francine's donations to this time to be very, very good, and I'm really hoping that that they can work.
While we're sort of waiting maybe for songs to download or whatever, I could give you some Bulgarian Christmas.
All right, yeah, please go ahead and do that.
It is essential belief that the Virgin Mary actually gave birth to Christ on Christmas Eve, but only announced his birth the day after on Christmas Day. So for many Bulgarians, December the 24th is more important than December 25th. They also believe that Mary was in labor for 4 days before Christ was born. 4 days. Imagine that. Which is why December 20th is celebrated as the day of Saint Ignazden. Now, I have no idea who Saint Ignazden is or was. The day is associated with a lot of beliefs and superstitions, such as the attitude of the first person to visit your home will predict the coming year. For example, if a guest visits your home smiling and in good mood, it will be a good year. But if a guest visits bearing bad news or in a bad mood, it will be a bad year. So, you know, keep your enemies away on Christmas. on Christmas Eve, the Bulgarians make sure to invite an odd number of guests for a meal. And there must always be an odd number of dishes on the table. So there's a lot of superstitions here. And Christmas meal is a vegetarian meal, which encourages abundance in the coming year, apparently. I'm not sure why, but, vegetables like stuffed peppers, fruits, walnuts. This is very interesting, I like. There's a loaf of bread with a coin baked inside. According to custom, the person who finds the coin will be rewarded good fortune and a trip to the dentist.
And a possible choking hazard.
And a possible, depending on the size of the coin, you know. So, after dinner, also make sure you don't clear your plate away right away. It's customary for the host to leave the table as it is, like overnight. So don't do the dishes. This is nice, yeah. But this is to provide sustenance for the spirits of the ancestors who stopped by to visit before Christmas morning. They're very much into ancestors as well. I think this is wonderful. Christmas Eve, vegetarian, but then they feast on meat. And I have never in my life a people that eat more meat than the Bulgarians. Go shopping and you go to the butchers and they're not just asking for 100 grams of this and 200 grams of that. They said, I would have that leg or I'll have that. You know, I saw suckling pigs, whole suckling pigs. They really are. They love meat, especially pork. Funny enough, pork and chicken are the big it's hard to find a good steak. It's really impossible to find a good steak here unless you're really willing to pay a lot of money. I'm not really pleased about that, but as I do like pork, so that's okay. Anyway, other than that, I don't know much about the Bulgarian Christmas customs. We have customs. We have Christmas markets, of course. There's a tiny little Christmas market near me, right around the corner. We can get hot mulled wine. I went there last Sunday, I believe, I didn't go actually for anything Christmassy other than the hot mulled wine, But last Christmas, yeah, and I had an abundance of that. Yeah, I know. It tastes so good. We have my winemonger. He makes a very good hot mulled wine. So, but last year there was, I love curry. There had been a guy there, small Indian guy in a small place. He had this oven, this particular kind of round oven where they put the dough on the side. They make naan.
Right.
And he made the most beautiful curry. And it's, again, it's just, Bulgarians like their own food. It's not that customary as it is in America and the U.S. or in England to find a lot of ethnic restaurants. So when I fall over a place that makes a good curry, I'm thrilled to bits. So last Christmas, I think I ate curry just about every day. But he wasn't there this year, unfortunately. There was a little stage, and there were some Bulgarian singers, and it was wonderful. It was lovely. So I sat there enjoying my hot mulled wine and listening to some lovely music. It was nice. So yeah, Christmas here is great. And there's lights everywhere, just there like there is in, at your countries. It's nice. Unfortunately, no snow. Not a white Christmas here. You know.
Well, that's okay. I mean, it is interesting to hear about these other customs and beliefs around Christmas time. And I do find it interesting that they worship a saint on the 20th. And since they're saying that Mary was in labor with Jesus for 4 days, I have to kind of wonder if that isn't the patron saint of pain. But that's something else.
Like that? Yep.
But no, I was actually thinking if we had some slack time in the program, which evidently right now we do, of asking about Christmas traditions in Bulgaria. And let's try and play one more song here. This next one from Francine. I just want to see if this will work. The BTR really seems to be having an issue with the sound right now. And I'm not hearing Jeff's voice. I know, Jeff, you're in the studio and you're active, but I'm not hearing your voice at all.
No.
And I do want to extend greetings to Bigfoot and Duck Northwest Media who are in there. So let's try and play one more. Let's try and play another tune here. Okay. Now, yes, hon.
Well, actually, I'm on the show on the phone, but I do have my laptop open here and a fairly good sound system. Maybe if I go on YouTube, if you give me the names of the songs, I could possibly find them, or you could put them in the comments or something, and I can maybe we can hear it through my system just as an experiment.
Well, you know what? Right now, we don't have any other options open to us. Now, let's see. We're going to go ahead with that, Tanya. I think that's a great idea. Let me try and find that down here as I have it. Okay. The name you want to look for is Jonesal. That's Jonesal. That's the first name.
Jonesal.
And look for the last name, which is B A R R I E N T E S.
Yeah.
Okay, this song title is "Oh Little Town of Bethlehem."
Oh, little town of Bethlehem. Okay, a little town of Bethlehem, Jonesal Berientis. Just a moment. All right.
Yeah.
Elevation. Okay, well, let's give it a whirl.
Okay.
Okay, you bet you we get some ad up first, and I'll try to... No. All right. So, so I'm holding my phone over to my stereo. Can you hear anything?
Thank you. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee light. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with our Lord Emmanuel. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Oh, my word, that was so beautiful.
It was not. I mean, yeah. Welcome back to the English Fence League Radio Show with your host, Jeff, Father Christmas Mitchell, and we're having a Trappist Christmas. A whole lot of no sound, but Tanya Groth, who is our special guest from Bulgaria, and absolute friend of the show, is helping out with that. Now, guys, that's one for you to go looking for because it is truly beautiful. And Francine, if you're listening, if you can hear, I have to say that it is that was a magnificent choice of yours. She always does just an awesome job of picking these wonderful, wonderful songs, and just beautiful stuff. So, Francine, beautiful. Thank you for that one. Now let's try it.
Definitely.
Yeah. Now let's try another one.
That's on my Christmas favorite Christmas songs list already.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Well, she did that to me with the Bells of Christmas, which is a song done by Casting Crowns. Just a really terrific Christmas song. That's just because she is so good, and Ken is so lucky to be married to a woman of such musical depth. Now, let's
impeccable
try this. Impeccable taste, yes, indeed. And well, maybe she did marry Ken. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding you, Ken. all right. Now let's try this other one. I'm looking to see, guys, if Blog Talk Radio will let me play anything at all. So we're going to try this one. This is one of Ken's. All right, we're going to give this a shot. You're listening to the English Defense League Radio Show.
Christmas, everybody. Welcome to Hope.
A newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Take a look here at our list here, and we're just going to go through.
That I gave you the Danish one. Would that is that going to play?
Well, let's find out. Let's find out, Tanya. Right. Let's find out. Okay, that's from Gasolin. Okay, and this will actually tell the tale, I think, as to whether or not this is going to work at all for anything. Okay. And I'll run some other stuff too in case that doesn't work. Let's see.
If not, then I'm happy to play DJ and find a bunch of good Christmas.
Well, there you go. This is what happens with live podcasting, everyone. And we do hope you're having good. Okay, let's try this one here. This one is Gasoline, and we're going to give this a try. If it works, it's going to be about 2.5 minutes. Cross our fingers, you're listening to the English Defense League Radio Show Christmas Special.
Gaden er så smuk,
med sin julepynt. Minder mig om en drøm, som jeg havde sidst jeg blev født. Nu er det endelig jul, jul igen. Jesus barnet fra Bethlehem blev betragtet som psykopat. Det er i dag hans fødselsdag, for nu er det endelig jul, jul igen. Ja, nu er det endelig jul, jul igen. Dagene sange, dagene fred og tid til kærlighed. Og julelys fra sidste år, så blev det endelig jul, jul igen. Så blev det endelig jul, jul igen. Der er et barn, der beder til Gud i smuk enfoldighed. Imens jeg beder, træet ud, så blev det endelig jul, jul igen. Ja, så blev det
He's one of my favorites. So,
welcome back to the English Fence League Radio Show with your host Jeff, Father Christmas Mitchell, and I'm Dave the Cranky Elf Yuletide Milner, and I have with me right now the only person that I can hear, Tanya Tannenbaum Groth. Groth, rather. And no, Tanya, that is a very nice one. I liked it. You know, it has a very nice flow to it, and the guy has a very, very pleasant voice. He really does. So
he has a wonderful voice. He's a Danish treasure, actually. Everybody knows him and his songs. Yeah, I grew up with him. I had his poster hanging on my wall, and I used to kiss it goodnight. I was a fan.
That's beautiful.
And I'm so fat.
Let it go, yeah. All right. Now, guys, what I'm going to try to do once this is all over, I'm recording this locally, and I'm going to try and knock together some kind of Christmas special with the music and everything in, and I'm going to try and upload it to Blog Talk Radio. We'll see if that works. If it doesn't, you'll be able to hear what I've been able to put together with Tanya's help at the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com starting on the 23rd. This one I want to play for Ken and Francine. Sometimes in relationships, they don't last, and, you know, that's kind of a shame, but you know, they're just a memory, good or bad. And sometimes they last for a long time. And in this case, I'm playing this for Ken and Francine because this month, their relationship, their marriage has lasted for 25 years. So, Ken and Francine, after the first chorus, this one is for you.
I found it.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, yeah, let's go then. Ken and Francine, this is for you.
Champagne, how about us?
Bye. I'm not trying now to end it all.
It's just something new.
It's just lovers' hearts lose their dream.
We won't lose it.
Some people are made for each other. Some people can love one another for life. How about us? Some people can hold it together. Man,
all kind of weather. Can we?
How about us?
That is really is a lovely song.
Yes, yeah.
Are you
yes,
there, Dave?
It is. Yes, it is. Lovely song for a lovely couple. Sorry, I was a...
Yeah, 25 years is fantastic. A little story when I was back, when I was much, much, much younger than I am now, when I was in the military, I had a sergeant. There was his marriage amazed me. They had been married about 30 years or so, and they... Whenever we'd see them together, and they would just look at each other in love, and they would hold hands all the time. They walked down the street holding hands, and I just thought that was the most wonderful thing.
Yeah, yeah. It really is. You know, it's magic when you get a relationship like that, and you can actually stay together that long. It really is. It really
and
is magic.
Yeah, and walk hand in hand, and when I see old couples and holding hand and being happy, I just it really makes my heart swell.
Oh yeah, it does. It does the same to me, and that's the Lord's blessing on for people like that. It really is, and let's put it this way. Some of us don't get into those kinds of relationships, and we've seen so many of our friends and family and such wind up in these relationships where it all blows up like the Death Star. It's just horrible. So, that that is something that really, you know, it warms your heart when you see people like that who are together and who are staying together. And being in a relationship is not an easy thing at all.
No, it's hard work.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And some people just, well, they just can't hang on. I mean, and it's not always necessarily just because they're bad people or whatever. It's just because they...
Anybody's fault.
No, it's not really anybody's fault. No, it's just, you know, they're just caught in something that isn't working. And mm-hmm. so when you have something like that, it really is gold. And when I see all the work that Ken and Francine do for people, mm-hmm. you know, they just all the things that they do, they're just a beautiful and wonderful couple. And, you know, I just really do want to wish them 25 more years of happiness and joy, because guys, you know, it's rare, so hang on to it. All right, I'm gonna try and bring Jeff Mitchell in on Skype. He has, Tanya, gone ahead and ended the show, and what I'm gonna try and do is bring him in, and I'm going to go ahead and call this one, but there is one song that I wanted to end the show with, if you can find it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Give it a whirl.
Okay, Cilla Black is the artist I'm looking for.
Okay, you'll have to spell that.
That's C-I-L-L-A.
Yeah.
And Black would be common spelling.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is Christmas Dream.
Christmas Dream.
Mm-hmm.
Cilla Black, Christmas Dream. Cilla Black sings A Christmas Dream. I found it.
Beautiful. Okay, well, if you could play that. Listen, guys.
I didn't find my, I found my calling. All right.
There you go. Yeah. You're a DJ now. And I want, before I have Tanya play this last one, I want to thank everyone for listening. This isn't exactly the Christmas show that we wanted to do, but thanks to Blog Talk Radio, this is the Christmas show that is. And as I say, I'm going to try and take what recording I have and turn it into something with the songs included, and at least as many of the songs included as we've done, with hopefully some better sound quality and things of that nature. But guys... both, well, Tanya, I think I can speak for you here. Both of us wish you guys a very blessed Christmas.
Absolutely.
I'm here, Dave.
Hello, I'm Jeff. Here. All right.
Hi, Jeff. Oh, nice to have you back.
If the local recording that I made worked, I'm going to try and put something together that will have the songs, or some of the songs in it at least, and we're going to, I'm going to put it at the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. That will be available starting the 23rd of December. I'm also going to try and upload it to Blog Talk Radio, but given how Blog Talk Radio is working right now, I don't know how well that will work. But I'm going to give it a shot. And what I thought, Jeff, is Tanya's is ready to play the playout show that I had selected. And what I want to do is just give, just say to you guys, Tanya, if you would like to give your Christmas greetings to end out the show, and then Jeff, yours, and I will say right now, everyone, please have a blessed Christmas, a safe Christmas,
amen,
and have a blessed New Year. Tanya, your finals, hon.
Yeah, no, I wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. Take care of your loved ones, love each other. I know things look, around the world a little dicey right now, but, keep faith and, keep fighting and never, ever, ever surrender.
Wow.
That's my final word.
Thank you.
God bless you, Tanny. We both love you. We really do.
I love you guys. Thank you very much for having me on this very, very interesting Christmas special.
It was interesting.
It's been, isn't it?
Jeff, you want to give your finals, bud?
So, Dave, I was doing my bit in the chat, even though I couldn't hear your brother, and you, Sonia. So there you go. I just want to let you know.
Well, we're a great team, Jeff. And if you want to give your finals there, then I'll throw it over to Tanya, and Tanya, you can play us out. So, Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Yeah, I was going to say, for all our listeners out there, wherever you might be across the world, as I say, we live in turbulent times, as Tanya's just said. But, you know, it's a time where you just take every day as it comes, enjoy Christmas as best you can. But I will say, please, please be vigilant out there. Mm. Okay, we've been warned, the United States and the UK, that we could come under attack. So, and it doesn't matter, whatever European country, please be vigilant out there. We love you guys. And we know there's a lot of evil people out there. Well, let's not call them people. Let's call them barbarians, because that's what they are. And I don't like to talk that way this side of Christmas, but we've got to, because we care about one another. It's the love of one another that keeps us going. So with that, hope a happy Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and a prosperous New Year. We'll see you soon.
Aren't they a marvellous bunch of kids? And at this very moment, they're on their way to join me for a Christmas dream. I think I can hear them arriving. Watch me now, here I go. All I need's a little snow. Starts me off, sets the theme. Help me dream my Christmas dream. Every year I dream it, hoping things will change. An end to the hurry, the noise and the worry. And I hope you will dream it too. It's Christmas, remember. Should I believe be the same as Christmas Eve? Night should all be silent, day should all slow down. An end to the hurry, the noise and the worry. And I hope you believe that too. It's Christmas, remember. Does no one remember the whole world needs a Christmas? Time for, I'm afraid, but we will be back with some more blind dates. So until then, enjoy the rest of your Christmas, but more importantly, have a happy and peaceful New Year. Ta-ra then!
Ta-ra!